the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
How you doing, man?
Oh, it's been a lovely weekend and a lovely night tonight.
Very good to hear. Very good to hear. You guys can call in with Doom. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. You can also head over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat listen live button. You can be in the chat room. Or again, you can give us a call. 706-993-4606. Got a lot of NFL action we want to go over. Also touch on some basketball and some other things of interest while we are on the air tonight. All right, first thing I know you want to talk about. The Golden State Warriors defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers. And is this just getting to the point where Golden State has everybody's number?
It's going to be a little tricky. Depends on the West with the East. It's a wash.
I mean, man, it's getting to the point now that a lot of people out there still say Nick Wright, Shannon Sharp, Colin Cowherd, that LeBron is the best player in the world. He's not playing like it right now.
Not tonight. Yeah, he bought a school of 32. So did Kevin Durant.
Man. He's not playing like the best player. At least on defense, he's not. And I know he's putting up big minutes on the offensive side. He's doing some things that a guy his age should not be doing. But nevertheless, his team is losing. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Cavs don't come out the East.
Yeah. Well, let's say about these big numbers, and this is what I had to listen to the game because I had class and everything tonight. But when you sit down and look at it, he's been getting a lot of fouls, man. This ain't, they were talking about across the league, a lot of these guys are just drawing all these contact fouls, and that's how he's getting these 30, his numbers every night, because he's going to the line a lot. So you take away him going to the line, he might not be averaging, as much as he's doing right now.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and switch gears to NFL action this weekend, the divisional rounds of the National Football League. Let's go ahead and start with the Jaguars beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 45-42. Ben Roethlisberger was beast in a losing effort. Through for 5 TDs, 37-58 for 469 yards, 5 TDs. Antonio Brown, the rumor is he's playing hurt. He had 7 receptions for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette for the Jaguars was just excellent. 25 carries, 109 yards, 3 touchdowns. Who can we blame for this loss in Pittsburgh?
I'm not even going to go to there. It's Mike Tomlin, man. Their defense sucks. And their D coordinator.
Yeah. I have to agree there for sure. But let's also remember that they didn't have Ryan Shazier. Not that it wouldn't have mattered because they beat him the first time with Ryan Shazier. So,
yeah.
Not that it would have mattered. But the Jaguars got it done, man. They got it done.
They came in and wanted it more.
Yeah.
But again, to me, the Jaguars and the Patriots are going to be a better game because the Jaguars want to hurt New England, man.
Blake Bortles had 214 yards passing with a touchdown. So, So that was a good game by him. He redeemed himself from the last game he played against the Buffalo Bills. That's for sure. So
yeah.
So let me ask you this: do the Jacksonville Jaguars have a chance to beat the New England Patriots? I think they
do. They do something that some of these other teams can't do. They actually go after the quarterback. With four guys, so with Brady, it's going to be an issue because if you got four dudes that can rush in the box, he ain't going to have time to get these he's not going to have time to get these guys out. And, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to be a long day. That's all I got to say.
It very could be. And let's not forget, that Patriots run defense has not been the best as of late.
No.
So, has not been the best as of late. Let me see who we have here in the chat room. Cap Underpants is in the chat room. How you doing, Cap Underpants? Rage has a tail. Phil Ray is in the chat room. What's up, my brother Phil Ray? My brother from another mother. He was with us in the chat room as well. Hopefully he calls in to talk about his Vikings.
I'm surprised he, you know, went to work. Then, you know.
Let me tell you people. And while I'm at it, look. Marcus Williams. He had an interception that brought us back into winning that football game. But, and no one mentions that, but the tackle that he missed, and again, he shouldn't have missed that tackle. I'm not making excuses for him, but he shouldn't have missed that tackle. You have to make that tackle. You have to wrap up. And I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to avoid the pass interference play. And we were getting called for P.I., particularly in the first half. There was one when Stephon Diggs was holding our DB just as much as the DB was holding him, but yet and still, they called the Saints for pass interference. So, I get it. I understand it, but you got to make that tackle, man. No timeouts. If you would have made that tackle, you know, and everybody keeps saying he would have won, you know, they had a chance to win the game. Okay, so you put them, they run the field goal team out there. You have a chance to block that field goal. So you have to make that tackle. And I sort of kind of feel for the dude, but I also sort of kind of don't. Because even though you're a rookie, the thing
you get paid to play, baby. Exactly, you've been playing all your life.
Exactly. And the thing that you were taught the most is to wrap up.
And keep your head up and butt down.
Yep.
That's what killed me. It's like fundamentals.
Yep. And Marcus Williams is getting killed. I'm seeing all kind of stuff on the internet making fun of him. I think there's a Stone Cold Steve Austin meme out there. There's a Booker T meme out there. I saw a Tecmo Bowl meme out there by him missing that tackle. I kind of feel for the young man. I don't know if he'll be able to recover from this.
Well, you know what this? Huh? He get paid millions of dollars. So
he does.
You grown ass man, dog. Just suck it up.
And I will give Marcus Williams all the credit in the world. He in the media, he admitted to making that mistake. But just because you admitted to making the mistake doesn't excuse you from making it. And the way the NFL is, what parity is, and what the Saints situation, Marcus Williams, Drew Brees is not guaranteed to come back. He probably will, but he's not guaranteed to come back. Sean Payton's not guaranteed to come back. And when you lose those two guys, you know, what do you have left? What are you going to be, a running team from that point with Kamara and Ingram?
Well, I didn't know that you had two backs that had 1,500 yards each.
Yes.
Now I know that they got a decent running team. I will be gunning for their running backs on fantasy next year.
Kamara was incredible. And the Saints end up losing that game 29-24. And I know Cash Cow is happy because the Vikings will move on to play his Philadelphia Eagles, which beat the Atlanta Falcons 15-10. Nick Foles showing that he can get the job done after much criticism. 23-30 for 246 yards. Julio had 9 receptions for 101 yards, but he couldn't get the 1 reception that counted. I don't think if he would have caught the ball, it would have been in bounds.
No. I guess it was a lot of freakish stuff happening yesterday, but on the flip side, you know, you got to give it up for Minnesota to just stick it out in the game. Like they said, the game ain't over until that clock says 0.
And you know what? And you know what I want to see, and I'm going to catch hell from Rage, I'm going to catch hell from Surfer, and I don't care. I want to see the Jags and the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's what I want to see. And I think that would be a fantastic game.
Oh, yeah. Number one and number two defense going at it?
Yep.
Ooh, boy.
Yep. It would be fantastic to go at it. And you guys can get your thoughts in about NFL weekend, the Golden State Warriors beating Cleveland. Call in 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606, right here on the Sports Report Podcast on Red Eaton Radio. D'Angelo and LaMelo Ball combined for 60 points in a win. I believe it was today or yesterday. Are they finally living up to the hype?
Nah, man, because the other day they had
0 points?
Yep. They suck.
A good friend of mine told me that it's kind of interesting because they scored 60 points, but yet and still they said the competition was like restaurant waiters and things of that
nature. Yeah. So I wouldn't take them dudes, you know what I'm saying, a grain of salt, man. They right. just I don't You know, they just hype, man. Yeah. And I hate hype in sports sometimes, man. Their dad just hyped them up, man. That's it. They scored 60, but then the game before then, they ain't scored 0. So, right. You know, it depends on the competition.
Exactly. Speaking of the balls, we saw last week that the father is still talking trash about Luke Walton. Should the Lakers be looking for a new coach?
Nope. I mean, Luke Walton, I didn't have a problem with him. The Lakers ain't going to be an overnight turnaround. They haven't had no stars, and it's a rebuilding phase. So it's going to be a couple years. You got to draft and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Ball needs to just shut the hell up. That's what he needs. You know what I'm saying?
I think that if the Sun really wanted to shut him up, he could.
Yeah.
I really think.
Because I think he's just mad because he getting benched in playing time. But right now, what I'm hearing is that they were doing better because he's hurt with a knee injury. They're actually doing better without him.
Kyle Kuzma is playing unbelievable basketball right now.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that. That is for sure. Let's talk about the Patriots for a second. They get a big win against the Tennessee Titans. Like, we didn't see that coming. 35-14. Tom Brady, 35-53. 337 yards, 3 touchdowns. Deion Lewis getting down, 15 carries, 62 yards. Danny Amendola, 11 receptions for 112 yards.
And let me, don't you forgot one more people on their team, the referees. I'm going to say it, because they were getting all types of calls going their way. So I said it. I want somebody else to get up here and debate that. Because back on Tennessee was getting, you know, no calls.
Right.
So I said it. If somebody want to disagree with me, you always call in.
That's right. right. You can always call in 706-993-4606. Get your thoughts, get your opinions heard on the show. Now, they have some coaching changes coming up. I believe Patricia and Josh Daniels, their old defensive and offensive coordinators, are being held for head coaching positions. I believe Patricia's looking at the Lions, and the Lions are really looking at him, and Josh Daniels is looking at the head coaching job in Indianapolis. If those two guys are gone, are we looking at the end of the Patriots as we know it?
I don't know. You got to wait till Belichick and Brady get there. It's basically their system.
Right.
So once one of those two go, then you'll see. Because if Belichick go, we'll see about if Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time, because that system's going to be gone.
We'll see how that works. That is for sure. We'll see how that works. Call into the show, guys. Get your thoughts and opinions heard tonight. NFL weekend, NBA basketball. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the show. So what do you look at the wild card games this weekend? Let me get some prediction from you. Let's start with the Patriots and the Jags. What's your thoughts on that game?
Jaguars with the upset.
You know what? I think I'll go with the Jags, too. I think I'll go for the Jags, too. They got that spot.
Man, they feel like they can beat the world, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like to, it might be like when, they remind me of the young Seahawks when the Legion of Boom first came out.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's going to be dangerous, because if they don't think they can lose, it's going to be a long day for Tom Brady, especially if you start getting sacked and beat up.
There's one dude I've always questioned, and that's Jalen Ramsey. On the field, great football player, great athlete. I believe he's going to the Pro Bowl this year, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
They can't go to the if they lose, he'll go for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, if they lose.
Yeah.
If they lose, he'll go. But if he wins, nope. I think it's kind of interesting, too, that the two teams that lost this weekend will be, those staffs will be coaching the Pro Bowl this year, in the Steelers and the Saints. So I thought that's kind of, I thought that was kind of cool right there. So those guys get to get a free trip to the Pro Bowl. But you know what? I don't look at the Pro Bowl, and we normally don't talk wrestling on this show, but I don't look at the Pro Bowl the same. I don't look at the WWE Hall of Fame the same.
Because of Goldberg.
It was announced today that Bill Goldberg is going to the Hall of Fame. Look, again, we don't talk
much. He shouldn't headline it, but they're going to make him headline. He was a draw in WCW. I don't have a problem with him going in. But he shouldn't. I don't know who's going to headline it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's going to put him in? Who's going to induct him? I was messing around with somebody earlier.
Steve Reeves.
That's exactly who I said. That's exactly who I said. But I was talking to my brother from another mother, Phil Rea, and he brought up a good point, too. You know, Phil brought up that it's not about the in-ring. It's about the popularity. The popularity and the politics. And I told him I hate politics, but he has a good point. You know, Goldberg is still selling merch. He's still doing those things to keep him on top. So, you know,
I mean, he was a big deal. I mean, for them 2 years when he was undefeated, it was a big deal, man. Goldberg.
So you think it was the streak more or less that put him in?
Well, not the streak. I'm talking about
the whole thing, the whole enchilada.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it was a good run. He had a good run. People were into it, all that kind of stuff, you know, won't like, you know, it won't like this Roman Reigns push. I mean, right. People were behind him, he was over.
Right.
It was a big deal that Goldberg was, you know, winning.
And he had a few good matches, too. That match with DDP wasn't, I don't think it was very good, but a lot of people think it was good.
His match with Steven Regal.
Match with Steven Regal. Heck yeah. Heck yeah, get him on that. Get him.
Oh, man. But, you know, on the flip side, I do hate his guts for hurting my man Bret Hart. So, you know, it's just...
You know, I forgot you were a Bret Hart, Mark. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, then somebody said that, too, in one of the groups I'm in, that Bret Hart needs to induct him. But...
Hell no. Like, I deal... Hit his head, hit him with a goddamn hockey stick.
In the other playoff game we got coming up, we got the Eagles versus the Vikings. Who you got in that game and why?
I'm gonna go with the Vikings, just because the Eagles don't need no damn championship, so they could be the bottom of the NFC East. Yes, us Redskins fans and everybody else hate. We like a bunch of damn crabs. If we ain't going, you ain't going, damn it.
I bet you Tony C feels the same way, too.
Damn right.
I bet you feels the same way about the Eagles. Let me ask you this. What do you think? Who do you think is the best division in the NFL right now in each conference? What's the best division?
I had to look, man. Like, it just depends by year. I mean, I'm just a little biased to NFC East, but, right. You know, we have some, the teams is horrible, but just historically, they've been good. You know, Cowboys and Redskins, and, you know, the Giants, that's like box office, you know, old school box office.
Right.
Now, you know, everybody's looking at, well, New England's division just sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Because if it wasn't for them just winning, you know. But it just depends on, you know, your division, man, if you got rivalries and stuff, because you can look at, most of the time, like NFC East or NFC South, they're going to play them rivalry games. That's going to be prime time.
I'm telling you, too. I think you can throw the NFC South up in there, because if you look at those top three at recently in New Orleans, they won one. Carolina's been there. Atlanta's been there. Tampa Bay's been there in the past. They've always got one to two teams.
W. Eaton, James Winston.
Though. Yeah, eating W's. Jackass.
Eating nails.
Jackass. Look, I loved him coming out of school. He went to FSU, Florida State Seminole. I loved him coming out of school. But the dude's got issues. Now, he came
out. I thought he was. They should have kept Lovie Smith. He kind of kept them in check. The coach that they fired Lovie Smith for, I guess he started to regress.
Yeah.
And I think that was the problem you needed to do to keep him in check. Because now he's getting...
I just think that he came out with Marcus Mariota. Again, I'm not a fan of Mariota. I don't think he's a very good quarterback.
But he's starting to play some good football.
At least he'll put his head down and roll with the football if he's healthy, if nobody's open. But, you know, I don't call Jameis Winston a bust, but he's on his way to being a bust.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't call him a bust right now. But if you look at that division as a whole, and the quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, the only issue, I think Matt Ryan,
the chokes,
would be the choke artist of the group. James is just gonna throw a pick. I mean, he gets rushed. He's gonna throw a pick regardless. But I think Matt Ryan, look, you went in there this week as a favorite.
And you got ran out of town.
And you lose. And you were the favorite this weekend. You think Devontae Freeman would have ran the football. You think Tevin Coleman would have ran the football. You know, even if Julio Jones had an off game, we thought Muhammad Sanu would pick up some of the slack. But they didn't. Do you think Matt Ryan's a choke artist?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I have to really look at their team. Because maybe it's their coach.
It could be. Remember
last, when they lost the Super Bowl, they didn't run the ball. They just changed their whole offense.
Right.
And Stumps to join up.
It could be Sarkisian in the offensive coordinator. And a lot of people in Atlanta's already calling for his head. I don't think Atlanta will get rid of him. I don't think they'll keep him for another year. Try to keep some heat.
Well, their offense wasn't the same ever since Washington called left. Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
Because it was, their offense was nothing compared. It was high flying, jet setting. Now they were just like they're riding in the Yugo or something.
But, you know, I don't know, man. You think those guys would have got the job done? They were right there the whole game, and they were moving fine in between the 20s. But despite moving in between the 20s, they couldn't really get that ball to the end zone. Let me head on back to the phone lines. Call in at 347. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Hey, William. Good evening. This is Steve Manderson from Sports Tuesday.
Steve, how you doing,
how
my
are
friend?
You?
How are you? Thank you for calling in. How you doing, my friend?
All right. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Been trying to get over the touch of the flu here, but everything's going good otherwise.
Okay.
Steve, before we get started, I want you to go ahead and let everybody know about your show that you got over on Blog Talk Radio. Tell us who your guest is going to be and how people can go ahead and take a listen to it.
Okay, well, my show is called Sports Tuesday. I'm on every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's all about guests. I have guests of all from different sports on every week. Sports authors. I have ex ball players from as much as maybe 5 years ago to far back as back in the 70s and everything like that. And it's a lot of fun. The guests have an opportunity to expand on their book or their experiences or their foundations and stuff. And it's good. Sometimes I have two guests, one in the first hour, one in the second hour.
Okay.
And if I have one guest, it's usually me in the first hour or so. And it's a lot of fun. I've had tomorrow's show features this lady who's the owner of the Florida Panthers basketball team. Let me get the correct name for her team. It's a league that has been around for a few years. It's her name is Michelle Brown.
Okay.
And the league is the Women's Blue Chip Basketball League.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about her involvement with the league and the team. I'm looking forward to having you on the show January 30th, which will be my fourth annual Super Bowl show.
Yes, sir. I will be there.
And that will be a lot of fun. And I won't reveal my Super Bowl guest, but I'll wait until a few days. Probably a week before the show. You know, thing. But Super Bowl guests I've had in the past: George Martin from the Giants. In 2015, that was for, I think that was Super Bowl 49. And for Super Bowl 50, I had Leonard Marshall.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. Last year, I had an old-timer, Don Horn. He was played for the Green Bay Packers. He actually played in Super Bowl 2.
Wow.
He's a backup quarterback to Bart Starr. And, it was a lot of fun talking to him. And outside of the Super Bowl show, the other show I find very special is my annual tribute to the late Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
And I usually have that show. The Tuesday before the 15th, which is actually Jackie Robinson Day, and that's always a lot of fun. And it's good. I've been tomorrow's show will be show number 174.
Okay.
And been doing this now going on 5 years.
Okay.
And it's good.
And we can and we can catch you over on Blog Talk Radio, right?
Yeah, because I'm on the Source Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and the number that you can listen into is 619-924-0933.
There you go. You guys definitely check him out tomorrow. Got a lot of knowledge. Be dropping some news sometimes too that I end up missing that I pick up from him. So he's got sources. So definitely check him out. Blog Talk Radio on Tuesdays at 6:15. Let me roll over to line number 3 very quickly. Tony C, what's up, my friend?
Trying to find out what the hell Shannon Sharp had to say about that ass whooping. He got bailed out.
Skip.
LeBron James was on the bench when they got their ass whooped.
Nick Wright gonna be the worst one.
Yeah, he is.
They got smoked like a pack of Newport Short soft pack. And they Golden State was playing with them.
And fellas, somebody tell me this. Everybody keeps saying LeBron's the greatest player. He's not playing like it on the defensive end.
Oh, and
he's not even guarding Kevin Durant, but Durant guarding him.
Yep.
Let me tell you, LeBron is—he's a big dude. I picture him if he was to play football. I see him as a linebacker.
He ain't got the heart to be a linebacker. I'm sorry.
He's what?
He ain't got the heart to play a linebacker. He ain't got no killer instinct.
He doesn't have killer instinct, really.
Golden State didn't take his heart, man. They in his head.
Yeah.
It's all nuts now.
Last year, what did he say before the finals? We don't want to talk about Golden State.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he did say that. Goodness. Yeah.
They didn't play Golden State, what? 2 times last year, 2 times this year, and 5 in the final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Golden State done won all of them
except for two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the refs helped them win that one in the finals. Game 20.
I'm talking about since Kevin Durant got there.
Yeah,
that did it right there.
Yep. All right, let me get with Tony C and Steve here. Talk about some of this NFL weekend. Steve, I'm coming to you first. What was the game that surprised you the most this weekend in the NFL?
This one's for me?
Yep.
Well, without a doubt, I know the Saints-Vikings game was by far the best game out of both weekends, really, the wild card and the divisional playoffs. But the game that really surprised me was Jaguars and Steelers.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, I was telling people that Pittsburgh should not look beyond that game, beyond Jacksonville, and look to New England. You got to take care of business with the Jaguars, and the Jaguars got their offense. Can use improvement, but their defense is rock solid, and they can cause problems. They cover well in the passing game. It's very hard to run on them, as you saw. Le'Veon Bell didn't do anything, and they can put pressure on the quarterback. And Roethlisberger is one of these guys. He reminds me of Eli in the fact that if you give him time, he'll hurt you. But if you put constant pressure, make him come out of the pocket, he is prone to make mistakes. And he did that on Sunday. First of all, a lot of the blame has to go to Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
You did not have your team prepared. And I have a bad feeling about this game, especially with the Steelers. And I'm basing it on the meeting with New England during the regular season, and which they lost to in Pittsburgh, and that game decided who would be the number one seed. They had an opportunity that particular game to be the number one seed, and they blew it in the end. I mean, to this day, I still shake my head when I thought about that fake spike, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You know, I couldn't believe the play call on that.
Right.
And Sunday, I mean, Blake Bortles, I mean, you could talk about him all you want. And last week on my show, I kind of defended him because even though he had a bad game last week against the Bills, he won.
Yep.
I mean, he ran for more yardage than pass. I mean, he only threw for 88 yards. But the defense kept him in the game for all four quarters, and he found a way to win, and he did. And I say cut him some slack, because the bottom line is, right now, he had, at that time I said he has one playoff win, which is more than I could say for Andy Dalton of the Bengals.
So true.
And he's been in the league longer.
So true.
And he still has none. Okay, now Blake Bortles has two playoff wins. Okay, you can't take that away from him.
Right.
He's going to be in the championship game against the Patriots. Now, odds are they probably will not beat the Patriots, but a lot of people felt that they couldn't beat the Steelers either. So the thing is, New England has to be very careful. In that fourth quarter, on that fourth and one, I don't understand why Roethlisberger couldn't do a quarterback sneak. As big as he is, that's the thing. The coach and the offensive coordinator, who I've been hearing, he doesn't have a contract for next season. And the relationship between Todd Haley and Big Ben is not good at all. I mean, I think Big Ben practically hates his guts.
Yeah.
Okay. And the play calling was lousy for most of the game. And then defensively for Pittsburgh, you let Blake Bortles push you up. You let the Jacksonville's offense, which is not highly rated at all, they just pushed them away. And the first three drives that Jacksonville went on, touchdowns.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
They were already in a hole, 21-0. Come on.
Fournette.
So there's got to be some changes with the Steelers next season. I know chances are the offensive coordinator will be done, but a lot of people I've been hearing from this morning, they're talking about, some people want Tomlin fired. Okay, and usually the Steeler organization, they don't fire their coaches with the success that they've had over the past 40 years. They really haven't had, six Super Bowl appearances, no, eight Super Bowl appearances, six wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they don't fire their coaches. They leave on their own. And I would be very stunned if Tomlin was to be fired, but he's got to do a better job. They say he also, along with the players, were thinking ahead to New England. And that's not good. You got to focus on the game at hand.
Now, let me go over to Tony Silver.
That was the thing that shocked me.
Let me go over to Tony C for a quick second. Tony C, he brought up Mike Tomlin. Now, from what you've seen of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Doom, you can chime on this as well. Does Tomlin, is he more of a rah-rah guy than a head coach?
He run a loose ship over there, man. Yeah. So that's what happens when you run a loose ship. Stuff liable to, you know, slip through the cracks.
Right.
It's like last year. We coming from New England. We don't need to let them know about Antonio Brown sitting there FaceTiming the world, you know.
Well, all their money is on offense. That's why they struggle.
Right.
Got, you know, a running back making $14 million, a receiver making $14 million, quarterback making $20 million or whatever.
Right.
Pouncey making money.
Yeah.
Castro making money. The NFL, this is what you have to understand about the NFL. The window for you to win, unless you're in the AFC East, is so small.
AFC East.
and you have to balance your books, man. And a lot of people, they putting all their money on one side of the ball, either offense or defense.
Right.
But with, like now with Jacksonville, their window is about, they got another, what, one or two, about 2 years. Because when Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey come up, they going to have to pay them.
Yep, yep.
But I think something that's working to their advantage is they may not have to pay a quarterback.
Right.
If you can avoid paying that quarterback $15 to $20 million, you can have a stout defense. And that's going to allow them to keep Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack and tell them they got a hell of a defense.
Yes,
and Calais Campbell.
Yes,
they're not spending no money.
Right.
Salary cap wise, and that's what people, you know, you build your team now through the draft, and you got it. If you hit, especially on the defensive players like New Orleans, y'all gonna be straight. That Marcus Williams and Lattimore, if y'all can get another corner, because that Grassley over there is, I mean, Crawley is terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know about Williams. It might take him a little while to get over what happened.
No, he just, that's coaching. That's coaching how he made that mistake. He's a rookie. I bet in year two or three he won't make that play like that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to interfere with the guy. That's the biggest thing.
That's what I said earlier.
But you got to understand, even if you get the interference, okay, the field goal
is a better chance to touch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you go in there like a scud missing and take out your own man.
Yeah.
In the process.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coaching. But long story short, man.
Williams has got to make that tackle.
Yep.
I mean, really.
Yep.
But that's
him ducking his
coaching.
Head like that. He has to make that tackle. That's his job.
That's coaching.
Especially in that situation.
He had poor technique, man.
Poor
he didn't
technique.
Have his head up, butt down, man. Mm-hmm. And playing defense.
Man, he had his eyes closed.
Yeah, he did.
Like I said in that picture of Will, the real story was, you know, Steve Austin came and hit him with a stunner, man.
He hit him with a stunner. That's what it was. Man, he hit him with that. And then there's another scenario where Booker hit him with the kick.
He flew it head down.
Booker T came in
with
the
he looked more like a spear than a form tackle.
Yeah.
That joke
if it was a form tackle, he would at least touch him.
Right.
He didn't even touch
him.
Crawley was like, did you mean to hit me?
That's true though. That's true.
He hit the hit stick at the wrong time, man.
He picked the wrong time to duck.
He picked the wrong time to whiff. That was a whiff.
Yeah, it was.
There was so many other things he could have done than woof like that. I would just tackle
him. Yeah, I would have tackled him.
Yep.
And like
there was a lot of poor tackling in that game. I'm telling you, on both sides of the ball. I'm like, I'm old school. I'm sorry. I believe you got to put both arms around the receiver on the back.
You right.
Instead of like reaching with one hand. You can't tackle nobody with one hand.
You right.
They're watching right. too much.
That makes no sense.
You right.
And Drew Brees got to get in the weight room. Well, I'm sorry, because on that one pick where Ted Ginn was wide open.
Yeah, he couldn't get the ball to him. Yeah.
That was, if he was in his prime, he would have got it to him. But that arm strength be the first thing to go.
Well, you know, Drew turned 40 today.
You got to get in the weight room.
Yeah, he turned.
You can get your arm strength back up.
Yeah. He turned 40 today, so I don't know. So
the problem Ted Ginn was
3 yards behind
the coverages. I have problem with the defensive coverages, and not just
Minnesota.
Not so much Minnesota, New Orleans, or a lot of the teams. They give up too much yardage to the receiver.
Oh, they can't
play. You mean when they play off of them?
They play off of them.
Yeah, and you can't. That's not the way to play a receiver. Especially a receiver like, say, Thomas, number 13 on the Saints. That guy's got blazing speed. You've got to try to bump him and disrupt him at the line. You have that right within the five yards of the line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
You could do something. They do nothing. They just let them go right past them.
But here's the thing, my dude. What if you miss that jam?
Ooh, yeah.
Everybody don't know how to jam. Yeah. Everybody don't know how to teach a proper jam. Because basically what you want to do is impede the progress.
Right.
But you'll get guys up there that are whiff, and then the guy running naked down the field. So that's why. But the NFL, man, if you sit back and watch the NFL, it's basically about if you can stop the big play and if your defense can hold up in the red zone. If you can get a defense that can hold up in the red zone and not give up big plays, you could easily go 11-5, 12-4.
And that's definitely something to steal. And that's
I agree.
And that's definitely something.
No, even if you unless you're in the AFC, you go 14-2.
But that's something, but that's something that the Steelers definitely don't have. And that's
the Cowboys. We can't stop the big play or in the red zone. So hell.
Well, the defense that the Steelers were playing, you would think it was a prevent defense.
Oh no, we can't stop.
We all know a prevent defense prevents you from winning.
They can't stop the run.
How you on a 4-3 and can't stop the run?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 46. I can't figure that one out either.
They could have been in the 46. Yeah.
They could have been in a 11 goal line defense. That's Jimmy's and Joe.
Damn. That's Jimmy and Joe's. Right, you're right.
Jimmy's and Joe, they're too light in the ass.
You're right. Let me ask you, fellas. I just got done asking.
Power running.
Leonard Fournette wasn't no joke, and I don't think the Patriots defense can really stop him either.
Well, Belichick gonna make him throw to beat him. He gonna load the box, and Bortles gonna have. If Jacksonville is in the game in the second half, I was telling my couple friends of mine earlier. If they in the game in the second half, they can put the pressure on the Patriots. They got to be in the game. They just got to stay close.
Right.
And hopefully they can make Brady come up off that spot.
Let me ask you.
Brady tap dancing.
How Stephen A. said, Brady be back there tap dancing like the late, great Gregory Hines.
Oh my God. He had so much time to throw. On Saturday, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at the time. Okay, that's at least 30 seconds. He's still looking to try to find a receiver, but there's no one near him make a sack. I go, what is this?
And that's why Mike Mularkey lost his job today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a different story with Jacksonville. They're gonna be on them like a pack of dogs.
Over like Rover.
Hey man, the game plan for Jacksonville should be real simple. Jalen Ramsey, you get Gronk coming off the bus. Mm-hmm. Boye, you get Cook coming off the bus.
Right.
And we'll figure everything else out.
Later.
Well, I tell you, Doug Marone did a great job. He pretty much outcoached Mike Tomlin yesterday. And you also got to give credit to Doug Marone's boss, Tom Coughlin.
That's true, too.
I said this.
I said this
at the beginning of the season when Jacksonville had the common sense to bring him back into the organization, because I know they regret, to this day, they regret firing him back then before he took the Giants job. Yeah. With him back as president of football operations, he immediately, and I told people, watch, Jacksonville is going to be much improved. And I was right. They went from 3-13 last year, last place in the AFC South, to first place this year. And they won the division. Okay. Tom Coughlin pretty much changed the culture of that organization 360. Okay. And he's got my vote for NFL Executive of the Year. I would be stunned if they gave it to somebody else. No one did a better job in the executive position than Tom Coughlin this year.
You bring in Barry Church and you get Calais Campbell, and the defense was already stout last year.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
Let me ask you this, Tony. See, this one is for you. Matt Ryan, is he a choke artist?
No, I mean, sometimes, man, you don't look as good as your coaching staff. And Sarkisian, I don't really know what the hell he was doing. You know what I mean? Real rap. I mean, Shanahan, they should have. I would have probably offered the job to Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
I might have had to get rid of Quinn after they lost that Super Bowl.
Right.
Just because Matt Ryan and Quinn had such a Shanahan had such a great chemistry.
It was like two different offenses.
Yeah, they don't even look like the same team.
Nope.
I mean, even they struggled to score 10 points. They got shut out in the second half. You know, and Shanahan, you see the difference. Look at Garoppolo. Even though Garoppolo is good, but shit, you like Garoppolo look like the second coming of Joe Montana.
He does.
I got a question.
I'm glad the 49ers ain't on our schedule next year.
I got a question. If Brady is hurt in the game, who they their backup plays?
Brian Hoyer is their backup.
Man, Belichick did that out of spite, bro. Because once it's over for them, they're going to go on a Dallas Cowboys-type drought where they don't make the playoffs for 20-something.
You couldn't find a Patriots fan. You check Facebook.
You're not going to be able to find one.
Jacksonville, that's why I
beat them Sunday. Before you know it.
I think that if Patricia and Josh McDaniels, the D coordinator and offense coordinator, ends up taking those head coaching jobs, then Patricia's looking at the Lions and the Lions are looking hard at him. The Colts are looking at Josh McDaniels as their head coach. If those boys leave, that might be the end of everything.
You might be right, William. I think you're right.
Undertaker gonna be the end of the era.
Yep. And there's
You know what though, William? This would be a situation that goes back to the Super Bowl where they beat the Eagles, and it was the last game for Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel.
offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator.
Right.
Belichick lost both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't miss a beat.
No, they didn't go back to the Super Bowl again until 07. Yep. They took a 2-year hiatus now.
And don't forget, they also got caught cheating after that. And that's when you find out they had videotape.
Yeah, they ain't win. No, they didn't win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
man.
And they wouldn't have won that if Pete Carroll would have just ran the football.
Exactly.
But they didn't win another Super Bowl until Josh McDaniel came back. And then in 07, they got beat by the Giants. And then in 2011, they got beat by the Giants. So,
yeah,
it ain't going to be as easy as they think.
Nah. Not at all.
I think they'll be all right. I think they'll be. They find ways to stay on top of us. Well, the bottom line is,
when's number 12 league?
They're in the weak division. They've been in the weak division for 18 years.
For 20 years, probably before.
There's no team in the NFC East that can challenge them. The Jets ain't doing it. The Bills are not doing it. Miami's not doing it.
The Jets knocked them out that 1 year, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Miami beat them this year on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but when the dust clears, New England will be winning that division.
And that's what I'm saying.
Until number 12 retires.
Yeah. Yep.
And then hello, mediocrity.
Yeah. And you can't blame the Patriots for that. They are in the East.
Yep.
Okay. You can't blame them for being in a bad division. I mean, I would get on them if they didn't win the division every year, as bad as those other teams are.
Right.
Somebody's got to come out on top. Why not them?
I'm not saying that. The issue I have is they fake fan base.
And we got two a part of this network. We got two.
It just don't make sense geographically.
We got two.
All of a sudden, yeah.
No, they went around in the Scott Zolak year.
Exactly.
Todd Zolak year. First Drew Bledsoe run. In the early 90s. Oh, they went around then.
They probably don't even know.
They used to get smoked.
They don't even know who Steve Grogan is.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get some predictions for the game. And let me also give you a quick programming note. Me and Surfer will be coming on Sunday once the championship games conclude. We're gonna be doing a recap of both games. Get your thoughts and opinions here once those games are over. Because we're doing the show on Sunday, we won't be here on Monday night. I believe that's the 25th anniversary of Raw, and AA and Tony C will be taking that time spot. So don't forget, Sunday we'll be going over the AFC NFC championship games. No show on Monday. All right, let's go ahead and get some predictions, and I'll go to each one of you guys. First off, Patriots and Jacksonville. Tony C, who you got?
I'm gonna go with New England, but I'll tell you this much, they better not take Jacksonville lightly the way the Steelers did.
Exactly.
Okay. Like I said, Jacksonville's defense will keep Jacksonville in the game for four quarters. The key for Jacksonville to win if they are to pull an upset, it all rides on Blake Bortles. He's gonna ride with him. He's got to have the kind of game that he had yesterday, which was far better than the game that he had the previous Sunday, weekend.
It was.
Okay.
It was.
You know, he has to be on point with the arm and his legs. Okay. He should not be hesitant to run, especially if the pocket collapses.
Right.
You know, you don't hang around with the ball in your hand looking for a receiver. If there's no receiver within 5-6 seconds, get the hell out of there and take your chances with your feet. You could probably pick up more first downs in that situation than waiting for a receiver to get open.
Yes, sir.
That's it. So a lot rides on Bortles if Jacksonville is to win. But as I said, he's going up against the veteran, five-time Super Bowl champion, and could have won seven if it wasn't for my Giants. But yeah,
oh, Giants fan. Oh, Giants fan. Oh. Wow.
But he should be a four-time champ because, damn, Pete Carroll is an
idiot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest blunders in Super Bowl history. I never saw it. I could not believe it. And trust me, Seattle has not been the same since that major mistake.
Well, them boys,
they're still regretting it.
Well, those guys, they fired their OC, got a new OC, fired their line coach. They're looking for another line coach. So they're trying to make changes. They also need a running back in that
backfield. Well, it doesn't matter who the O-line coach is. They ain't spending no money on the offensive line.
No. Nope.
So whoever take that job, you set up for failure anyway.
Tony,
I wouldn't take it.
Not me neither. Tony, see, who you got in that game, Jaguars or Patriots, man?
I want the Jaguars to win, but... Well, the Patriots going
head over your heart, huh? Head over your heart.
Yeah.
Doom, you got in that game? Jaguars or Patriots, man?
Damn, Jaguars.
He got the Jaguars. You know what?
Wow.
You know what?
Okay, two Jaguars, one Patriots. That's interesting. Yeah. I'm sure Tom Coughlin will regret. If he's listening to this show, he must be mighty happy.
You know,
somebody's giving him a chance.
And you know what? I'm taking the Jaguars, too.
Really?
I like the way they're playing. I like the way they're running the football, how they're playing their defense. The only thing that scares me about Jacksonville, Blake Bortles got to get it done, as you said earlier. If Blake Bortles can get it done, they got a great chance to win.
Well, all right. Hey, Mums is this way. Let's look at, let's go back to that that year that Denver won it. Mumsy defense scores 21 points off of turnovers. Blake Bortles gonna got to do shit.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You get mad going to take away his sacks and stuff.
They can.
And they have an opportunity to stick. Defense, they're very aggressive, so they go after the ball. That's for sure. So that could very well happen. Turnovers will be the key. Who comes out of that game?
Yep. Let's head on over to the other game. Let's head on to the other game very, very quickly. Eagles versus Vikings. Doom, who you got in that game?
Oh, I want the damn Vikings. Fuck them. That's just...
That's that bias right there. That's that bias. That's that bias, Tony C. That's that bias. That's that bias right there. That's them Eagles.
I'm going with the Vikings. They're going to smother the Eagles.
I think they will too.
The defense is going to smother
them. I think they will too. I don't think Nick Foles get out of that game alive. Steve, who you got, my friend?
I am going to agree with the both of you guys. I'm taking the Vikings because I really don't have faith in Nick Foles, who is the backup quarterback most of this year until Carson Wentz went down with a torn ACL. I think if Wentz was healthy playing in this game, I would have picked the Eagles. Offensively, they didn't get it done on Saturday. They only scored one touchdown against the Falcons, and they missed the extra point. They had to rely on three field goals. And I tell you, I mean, Foles threw for over 200 yards, but that didn't mean nothing. He only put up one touchdown.
Nope.
Okay, you're going to have to put up more touchdowns against the Vikings because their defense is just as good, or even, at times could be even better than what Jacksonville has to offer. I mean, the Eagles' defense was good, even though they should have lost to the Falcons. But I want to tell you something about Matt Ryan. That last play, the rollout to the right, I don't know why he did it. I'm watching him do that. And I'm like, no. He brought the entire defense to that side. Everyone knew that he was going to go to Julio Jones. Why didn't you call a play where, you're going to roll to the right, fine, but have a receiver
go to the left. The left side of the field was unattended. And that didn't make any sense.
It didn't make it so bad, it didn't even help when Julio slipped on the play. So that didn't help either.
So,
and even if he would have caught that football, he probably would have been out of bounds.
Yeah. It was a tough catch to make anyway, and especially when you got about three Eagles surrounding him. All right, how did he think he was going to get that pass off?
Exactly.
You know, it was crazy. So the Eagles got away with that. I don't think they're going to be that fortunate against the Vikings. I think the Vikings going into Philly now, I don't know what the weather's going to be like in Philly. I know it was cold on Saturday, but not as, it was like 27 degrees. It's no big deal.
Right.
The Vikings are using, you know, even though now they're playing a dome, but it's, you know, I think that they have what it takes to cause problems for Foles with their pass rush, and they can cause a lot of disruption. I'm like I said, I'm going to go with you guys with this one. I'm taking the Vikings. So it's going to be, you know, if the Vikings win, they'll make history, being the only team in Super Bowl history to play in the Super Bowl in their own stadium. That's never happened before.
Exactly.
They could be the first.
Exactly.
And they, you know, and they can hopefully finally, you know, get a Super Bowl win, although that might be tough if the Patriots get in. But you guys are going with Jacksonville. Vikings, Jacksonville, Super Bowl, that would be very interesting.
Yes, it would.
Tony C,
real quick, we normally don't talk pro wrestling on this show, but I got to get your opinion on this. Goldberg into the WWE Hall of Fame. What do you think?
Who goes into the Hall of Fame?
Bill Goldberg. What do you think, Tony C?
Goldberg in and Luger not in yet. Damn travesty. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah. I just thought about it. Ever since Rick Rude came in, I was always thinking, who need to be in that ain't in, and yeah, we need to get.
I'm going to rant about that tomorrow night, so
we got to get the Lex Express going, Tony C. We got to drive off the country.
I'm going to boycott this damn Hall of Fame this short.
And like I told Phil earlier today on Facebook, I just don't see it. Where are the feuds? Where are the classic matches? Outside of the streak.
And his most infamous match is when Steven Regal whooped his ass.
I just don't get it. Steven Regal probably inducted him though.
Oh, I got the few.
That would be awesome.
That's gonna be the ball.
And that Mongo match was horrible.
Yeah. It was terrible. All right, guys.
Didn't he go against Kevin Green? I'm sorry.
Nah, they were terrible.
Yeah. Alright guys, let's go ahead and go down all the fine shows here on Rant Yam Radio. Tomorrow night we got the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern with AA and Tony C. I know AA's been working to get everything working again, and I think he's going to be okay for this week's show, so definitely check that out. We got Rant Wrestling on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Then we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks going over all the classic matches professional wrestling with Choppy and Phil Rea. Then we got the What Are You Real and Combo Boot Show with Surfer. And Surfer, let me tell you something. You make me sick with all this Patriot love. He went to the Sports Report Facebook page and just put all this Patriot love up.
I think he need a 1 week ban.
Oh
God, that's a good one.
Oh man,
I know he like kicking people off the show. We should kick him off the page for a week.
For real, because he said something you don't like.
You know, that's just me. I still think Montana is better than Brady. That's just me.
You ain't the only one.
I still think Montana's better than Brady. Then we come back around
You're always going to be better than Brady.
Yep, in my opinion, he will be. And then normally, we will come back around to this show, the Sports Report, every Monday after Raw at 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Not this week, though. We'll hit you up on Sunday, breaking down the NFC-AFC Championship games. Gentlemen, is there anything else we need to cover before we roll out for this evening?
No, this was fun, guys. I had a great time.
Thank you for calling in, guys. I do appreciate it. I know it's late, so I appreciate the patronage of you guys calling in each and every week. All right, guys, that's going to be it. We'll see you this Sunday right after the conclusion of the championship games. I'll see you guys then. Later, guys.
All right, take care.